so-called hijacked building, a dwelling left vacant and evicted in the 1990s, when businesses left Johannesburg's inner city for the affluent suburbs. Housing officials say crime syndicates soon took over the dwellings, sometimes with fraudulent housing deeds they used to collect rent from unsuspecting residents, who either pay or are pushed out. According to government statistics, thousands live in such buildings across the city, with little access to clean drinking water, electricity, and plumbing amid an affordable housing crisis. While criminal syndicates are often linked to hijacked buildings, the situation is sometimes more complicated. In some cases, legal ownership of the housing is in question. Inner city resident Lizolet Ndlovu and his neighbors have been waiting for the courts to rule on a years-long dispute over the ownership of the building they live in. In the meantime, court has ordered a hold on rent payments, although residents have continued to pay for services while a final judgment is pending.
Because we have got more than two people claiming to own the place, we have to put the money together as a community and buy whatever it has to be bought. And we fix some of things like plumbing, we do ourselves. Cleaning, we do ourselves. Why do we wait for the courts?
The city of Johannesburg says it has intervened in recent years to address the challenge of hijacked buildings and plans to acquire buildings whose owners are not traceable. But for Freda Mutswane, who lives in an unlawfully occupied building believed to be owned by the city, political promises feel empty. Residents there say they have been without running water since May 2022 and must rely on a fire hydrant for their water needs.
But since from last year, after we got the problem of water, since then they never come and fix anything. They keep on promising us.
Experts say that a housing crisis lies behind the substandard living conditions. Sewell Helm Solomon is a senior lecturer in anthropology at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg.
Well, these spaces in which thousands of inner city residents are living emerge out of an urban housing crisis, and so many low-income households are forced to live either in very poor conditions or unlawfully, and criminality and exploitation arises out of that.
Sifiso Zuma is a treasurer for the Inner City Federation, a coalition of tenants and unlawful occupiers. He says politicians aren't listening to their pleas for help.
If you want to go to their office, they are not going to allow you to go and talk to them. But if there is a strategy like this one, it's where you are going to see them. Then after this is done.
In the aftermath of the devastating August fire, a city spokesperson says city, provincial, and national officials have been meeting to address the housing crisis and find a way to improve the living conditions of inner city residents. Jan Boorman, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Listening to Netland Africa. And coming up in the second half of the program, the Saturday Music Spot from our collection of music from across the continent. And it's now time for a Saturday Music Spot. Yes, time to relax and enjoy great African music.
Well. This is
Thank you.
hands. Clap your hands. Stamp your feet. Stamp your feet. Stamp your feet. Stamp your feet. Let's come singing if you please. Right, come singing if you please. Let's come singing if you please. Right, come singing if you please. Belly to belly if you please. Belly to belly if you please.
the dance now. Ah, and show me the dance now. Ah, and show me the dance now. Ah, now one leg is everywhere. Everybody's dancing one leg. Ah, if you go to the club, if you go to the church, everybody one leg. America one leg. Africa one leg. Europe one leg. Now Asia, jump to the center, move one leg like this.
Kitori, kala macho da bota kitori, onne bota nada nada da boyo. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Douglas Impuga.